The radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day, the Occupy Wall Street protests now heading online, the FBI is investigating threats from a hacking ring, which calls itself Anonymous.
Anonymous? Do we have any idea who Anonymous is? Or are?
They are anonymous.
They are anonymous.
It's a collection of individuals that have common interest in interesting what they call hacktivism activities.
Cybersecurity expert Bill Morgan speaking with Tony Cruz at WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. The group's goal is to erase the New York Stock Exchange from the internet on Monday. What's their deal? Is this just fun for them?
Yeah, I think for some of them it's fun. For some of them, maybe there's some intriguing challenges where they can flex their cyber skills and show off some of their talent.
So, how credible are these threats against the stock exchange?
I think for starters, they're not going to crash the stock exchange. They may have mentioned they're going to go after the website, but that's just got basic corporate information and press releases and things like that in it. If they were successful at all, it would just be a way to say, hey, we're making a statement.
Morgan warns that anyone involved in this sort of hacking activity will be prosecuted for malicious behavior. And if it's a state-sponsored kind of thing, it gets to be a whole lot more serious. Buzzing right along, PreCheck. It's a new program being developed by the TSA to help frequent flyers in the U.S. get through airport security screening faster.
If, in fact, people are approved for the program, they let the carrier know, Delta or American, in these two cases, and then they code that into the barcode when you buy a ticket. So when you buy the ticket, after TSA at the airport scans that ticket when you first go through the line, They shunt you over to the pre-check line.
Former FBI Assistant Director Bill Gavin speaking with Rob Johnson at WGST in Atlanta, which is actually one of the small number of cities currently testing the program. Other cities include Miami, Dallas, and Detroit. And just as Bill mentions, those participants head to the pre-check lines, which in essence are the express security lanes, since you've already gotten a pre-security screening from the TSA if you're a program participant. However,
there's one little stipulation there too. In order to avoid gaming the system, what happens is they may pull you out of that line if you want to break in the line as well. So there's a spot check.
Okay. We'll have to see if this program flies. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.